The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Hey, give me some Michael Jackson, dude. I want some Michael Jackson. I feel I've been in Jackson.
Yeah, man. Well, you started like We Are the World. I'm not singing that one.
That's what okay. I was. That's yeah. what I was. Started.
Michael Jackson's a hard one to sing. I don't know if you know that.
Really?
It's really hard.
How
high.
About Man in the Mirror? I feel that's catchy.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh, yeah. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Whoa, whoa. He got the falsetto there.
Yeah.
I love watching you eat. I love watching you eat, Justin.
That's an intimate moment that is for myself.
Bro, I have to break it down for the listeners because they're thinking. Let me tell you.
Are you about to embarrass?
No.
Embarrass me?
It's something you should be proud of.
Oh, my God.
I like how he spins this.
So imagine.
Why don't you tell me what started when I said
Here it comes.
No. So imagine like you seeing like a man and a woman that totally in love. Everything disappears around them. And they just make out. Like, it's just, nobody matters. They're just fucking kissing. You know what I mean? That's how he eats. Like, he's into his food so much that he just rubs that shit on his face. You guys weren't even looking. You weren't even looking. When he was done, this is, I swear on everything, bro, this is what he did. When he was totally done, he had some dressing left over in a little cup or whatever.
He just drank it?
He put his fucking finger in there, dude, and just got as much as he could, just suck the rest off his finger. Oh,
that's the best part.
The vinaigrette.
Yeah. I would have stuck my whole tongue in there, but you were watching me, apparently.
I looked, we were all talking and bullshit, and then I looked up at him. And the funny part, he's eating a fucking salad. So it's like, how do you make a salad messy?
Bro, you know what it reminded me of? Okay, so you know in cartoons?
I am messy.
Do you guys ever watch like dinosaur cartoons where the brontosaurus comes up, but he's got like plants coming out of his face? Like, that's what he looked like, bro. Hey. He had leaves stuck to his chest.
I don't
his
have
face.
Like time to and sit like, here and like, be like, I'm gonna eat so properly and like I'm gonna use a napkin and
I'm gonna use
know,
a
blot myself as I do this. Ooh, oops. Oh, do I have something right here? Oh, I don't know about you. What do you have, honey?
You know what? I wish we could be in the room when Courtney listens to this episode because I know right now she's.
Dude, she will chime in like 1,000%.
I know she's cracking up right now because I know if you do
I'm
it.
I'm not going to let her listen to this one.
If you do it in front of me, I know she's seen it at least once or twice for sure.
I always have shit on my face.
Bro, you eat.
Like constantly.
You eat so horny. You know what I mean? It's a horny way of eating.
It's like with a quick. It's like with passion and pursuit. Like I want to get in.
Sal's
I don't really care what the process like entails. It's just going in.
I'm just waiting. Come on, bring it, Adam.
No. Sal's analogy was great. I thought I think that pretty much sums it up because I do. I feel like he doesn't even know we're in the room right now because he's just shoveling that food down.
He's just eating good.
And then even when I tell him like, "Hey, bro, you gonna get any of that in your mouth?" or what? He's just like, "Not." That didn't even stop. He didn't break stride after I said that.
You're not gonna embarrass me.
He's like, I'll get to the food on my face when I'm done.
Yeah, that's
my wife. Yeah, if I can do it from my wife, it'll be anybody.
You guys are jealous of me right now, aren't you?
Because it's a wife beater.
See, you guys make fun of my wife beater, but now that the AC is fucking not on and we're sweating nuts in here.
Dude, can our studio...
I mean, my wife beater just fucking...
Chill.
You guys are sweating. Look at your faces.
Does your chest hair not grow up that high?
No, I don't shave nothing. You know where most of my chest hair grows?
Yeah. On your
around the nipple area.
Around that sucks.
It's kind of weird.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's like it just keeps the nipples warm.
Hey,
apparently that's the most important part of the body.
Nipple sweaters.
Can we talk about firing the studio manager? Can we fire the studio manager who's in charge of the AC? Because it's fucking so. We just went from being freezing, you know, because it was.
Well, you're wearing a bear suit. So
that's what I normally wear. That's what I normally wear.
I saw a fucking zebra in here the other day. That's how hot it is. Yeah. I feel like we're in freaking sub-Saharan Africa. It's ridiculous.
Just 2 weeks ago, though, it was like ice cold. You guys were complaining, all sweater and beanied out.
Well,
you know?
they've
obviously gone the other direction.
You could tell the temperature of a room by your balls.
Yeah.
You know, like the closer, the more tucked into it is to your body.
Have you ever sat and watched?
When it's hot, yeah, they just hang.
Have you ever like just sat there and watched them?
Your balls?
Yeah.
They do things.
What do your balls do?
Do they move? Like
they do. They do move.
It's like a really weird, like it almost like at a earthworm you know, pace.
You know,
like,
you know what it reminds me of?
And then it like goes inside and then it goes back out. It's like, no.
It reminds me of a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Like how one, like that glob moves up and the other one goes down. And the balls move on their own.
It's interesting.
That is so crazy.
Stare at them, bro.
Yeah. I will be tonight because I haven't done that yet.
What do you mean you haven't done that yet? You're fucking 34 years old.
Dude.
And you haven't watched
your balls
move?
You have not been making enough meat puppets.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Damn it.
You learn a lot about yourself.
When you make a meat puppet.
Apparently.
God,
apparently.
Oh, honey, stop making the anteater. You did that one already.
I feel like
I can't do that one. I'm
I feel like this is a perfect transition into what we're going to talk about today.
Speaking of meat puppets,
is meat evil? Is it evil?
It is between my legs.
It's evil.
We want to talk. Actually, Adam, which you should talk a lot about this subject. We got tagged on a post. It was a vegan bodybuilding post.
Yeah.
And it was talking about how even eating chicken is unhealthy because it contains some saturated fat and some cholesterol, and you should, you know, you. I think you were the first one to comment on there, being the expert.
That is scary.
Because Adam, not a vegetarian, but he's a vegetarian, and I think they mistaken that. Yeah.
I was totally off on what I was debating, actually. Yeah. No.
Wrong forums.
Yeah, right?
He's a vegan.
Vegetarians.
Yeah.
It was, I don't remember how I got goaded into this. Oh, you know, someone did tag us, right? I think we got tagged. I think I was just the first one to respond to it.
Yeah.
And it was, and it goes with everything else that we talk about. I've only got a problem when, especially when you, where did veganism now? It's like a religion now, huh? Ism?
Here's the thing
when did we make it an ism?
It is kind of a religion. It is, because the vast majority of people that choose to go vegan do so for moral and ethical reasons. Most of them don't do it because they're like, I want to be a vegan because I want to be healthy. Most of them do it because they don't want animals to die.
Emotional reasons.
Let's stop it right there then, because this is where I like to take this and compare it to CrossFit. Because this is how I feel about vegan. I feel the same way about veganism as I feel about CrossFit. I believe there is a place for it, and I believe if you feel like you need to have this cult like feeling to be a part of, in order to get you to exercise, and that helps you get in shape, then by all means. Now, where I have a problem is when you try and debate it as the best way to get in shape.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's where it's an issue.
I see what you're saying.
The same thing goes for veganism. If you want to be a part of a cult and you want to save all the animals, and you feel like that's your calling, and you think it's torturous and all these things, then by all means, I got nothing. I don't have a problem with you. But what I don't want is I don't want to see your ass trying to preach how your way of eating is a healthier way or a better
superior way,
yeah, or is the best way to eat, and everybody else are a bunch of idiots, or that we're so far behind because you have the new science that you're still touting old shit.
Well, like I said, okay, so that's what the site did. That particular page posted, you know, about how, you know, white meat is also unhealthy because of the, like I said, saturated fat and cholesterol. But, you know, people who choose to be vegan for moral and ethical reasons, I mean, awesome. If you do it because you think it's healthier, it's not. That's I think what we should talk about. We should talk about the health benefits and the health detriments, because there's two. There are health benefits to eating vegan, but there are also health detriments to eating vegan, and so we should discuss that in depth, because we have a lot of listeners who are listening who are either A, pro vegan, or B, anti-vegan. It's almost like you're in one of, you know, you're in either camp, right?
Yeah.
It seems that way right now to me. So,
well, let's start with what this page decided to come after was they started to come after fat and cholesterol.
Right.
Which I don't know, but 100 episodes ago, we already covered that shit.
Yeah.
You know, we went over the whole, all that got debunked a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Well, not a long time ago, relatively a while ago. And this person is still touting that this is the problem with eating meat and the problem with eating some of these foods. And that's why these people are, they're linked to cancer and heart disease because of eating this, which is a crock of shit.
Right. Well,
those have been debunked.
They're hanging on to old information.
Yeah.
Well, old information was horrible. It was bad science. It was bad science.
Yeah, it was bad to start with.
Bad controls. You know, if you compare if you look at the vegan population in, let's say, America, and you look at their health, they will indeed be much healthier than the average American. But you have to consider it's not that hard to be healthier than the average American. And people who tend to take the time to plan out their food to eat vegan also, as a higher percentage of them, exercise. And a lot of them also don't eat lots of processed foods. So the health benefits, when you tease them out with controls, that's where the benefits come from. It comes from those things. It doesn't come from the fact that they're not eating, you know, meat or dairy type products. But I will say this. I mean, we should talk about, you know, some of the detriments, I guess, of eating meat. There really is only one aspect, and that's if you eat meat, and a lot of it has to do with how you prepare it, even if it's clean, healthy meat, right now the science says you may, not that you will, but you may slightly increase risk of certain types of cancers. Number one, it's not...
Could you say that about a soybean?
You could say that about a lot of things, and we're going to get into that. But if you look at all the risks associated with your diet, you have to weigh everything out. So you might get, depending on how you prepare it, a slight... And when I say slight, it's so small when you're talking about healthy meats that they haven't really concluded that that's the case. But you are at a higher risk for things like infection, death of infection, and cognitive decline, like Alzheimer's and dementia, when you're pure vegan. So there's risks going that direction also. They were talking about the in terms of the fat. A lot of those studies was on saturated fat, because then they were saying, well, saturated fat's bad. Everybody knows that saturated fat's bad, and they were posting studies that are real old. Those original studies were based on some studies that a doctor, Ansel Keys, did way back in 1952, who based this information off of about six countries and found that there was a relationship between high saturated fat intake and death from heart disease and issues of the arteries. But he chose, he kind of cherry-picked his data, because when you include all the countries in his studies, because he took out like 22 countries and just picked these six, when you include all of them, you find that in reality, the data actually shows there's a slight protective effect, because other studies, other countries had the opposite. And indeed, now we find big metadata results show that saturated fat is not a bad fat. It's not a good fat. It's kind of a neutral fat. Depends on what else you eat in your diet. So you can have a high saturated fat diet, but as long as your diet's healthy otherwise and you're active, you're okay.
Okay. Yeah, a high saturated fat full of processed foods and sugar is probably not a good idea. And alcohol washed down with it.
Right.
It's not a great idea. And I'm sure anybody who's linked to those studies is going to come off super high at risk.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it with a balanced diet where you're eating clean, you're eating low glycemic carbohydrates, you're eating whole, raw, natural foods, and then you have some good, whole, natural saturated fat, it's just as beneficial as almost every other macronutrient in one way or another, you know?
Interesting how we always come back to balance.
Yeah.
So interesting. I want to make a point. We have canine teeth.
Yeah.
You know that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, we were definitely made. Look,
we're made to be, maybe we are omnivores, right? Maybe we do, we're made to eat everything,
definitely.
Right? Grind and, but that's the thing. Like, we have evolved eating meat.
Well, we have the right acid levels in our stomach to break down meat. We've been cooking food.
Yeah, we're set up.
We've been cooking food for a long time, and part of cooking food was so that we could eat meat. Okay, that's why we cook food. We did that so we could eat lots of meat.
Yeah, if we just ate plants, we wouldn't need to do that.
And unlock all the fat and nutrients that you get.
So is it fair to say that a lot of this is emotionally driven based off of how there are, in certain circumstances, torturous situations where animals are not allowed to range and be normal and have, you know, a sort of freedom about them that we would all love them to have. But then again, we also love food.
Well,
we also love to live. That's where I'm okay with it.
It's a dichotomy.
If you choose to not do that because that's the stand you want to make on protecting animals, that's fine to me.
I actually respect it because you're putting your money where your mouth is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Right. That's how
it's like the ultimate protest. And so I could see it from that and, aspect. Of
and
it.
That's and to me though, that's the only that's your only stance with me. So if we're if I was debating veganism with somebody, and they said to me, "Well, I'm just not okay with the cruelty to animals, and I will never eat an animal. I love animals and this and that," then I would say like, hey, more power to you. That's awesome that you take that stand. It's great that you've educated yourself on how to eat, because now that you're eating full vegan, that there is some different precautions you need to take and different foods that you mm-hmm. need to make sure you're mm-hmm. getting, because you are neglecting a lot of good nutrients that are coming from meats. So I respect that, support you. Great job. Keep doing it. Now, if you're somebody who's going to try and debate me and say, oh, it's much healthier, this is the better way to do things, you know, oh, this stuff is all bad, everything's so, you know, it's like, whoa, slow your fucking roll. And now you've been indoctrinated by somebody. Yes. And
you drink the Kool-Aid just like your CrossFit analogy.
Exactly.
It's dogma. What happens is when people accept a dogma and when it becomes their belief and they start rejecting kind of science, what they do is they look for evidence to support their dogma.
Right.
Right? So they'll find one small study or one fact that comes out that, you know,
you just posted about this recently.
I did. I just posted it.
And it's a good post.
And people then will latch onto it and say, well, oh, here, this supports my,
finally,
my choice to not eat, you know, animal products. But I mean, here's the thing. Look, I'll tell you something. Can you be very healthy and be a vegan? You can be extremely healthy and be a vegan. But I will say this, it takes a lot more fucking planning than being an omnivore and being healthy.
Right.
If I'd compared a very healthy omnivore diet to a very healthy vegan diet, guess who's going to have to take more supplements?
Yeah,
the vegan.
Yeah, right.
Vegans need to take...
Guess who's going to disclose that at every family function?
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Most vegans, look, here's the deal. They do lots of tests on... There's actually quite a bit of studies on vegans. They find that they're chronically low in B12. Why? Because the B12 found in plants is not as usable as the B12 found in animal products. Typically low in iron, same thing. Low in D, vitamin D levels tend to be low in vegans. Their omega-3 fatty acids tend to be a little off with lower levels of EPA and DHA. But here's a big one. They've done studies and they find that vegans, when they supplement with creatine, get dramatically improved cognitive performance. They become a lot smarter. Why? Because they're in a constant creatine-deprived state. In fact, there's coming out now with a term called creatine deficiency syndrome, which a lot of vegans probably fall under and don't realize. And this is because creatine can only be consumed in animal products. You don't find creatine in any plant.
Well, I saw that, like, it was, you guys were debating this and whatnot on Instagram. They're trying to basically say that they could get or basically, they're like saying that they could get creatine from a plant source.
Well, he said,
or alluding to it,
He made a smart ass comment to me, because the way we started, now I remember how we started this. Somebody tagged us, and then I tagged Sal back and said, vegan, or I made a reference of his cognitive function being off because his lack of his creatine. And so
straight out with the dick.
Yeah, that's how you know.
No warm up.
Right. So I did that. And then the guy fires back to me saying like laugh out loud or creatine is vegan dumbass or something. He made.
Yeah. You can't get creatine from plant sources, but your body will synthesize creatine. So it's not like they're not having creatine in their body, but it requires glycine, methionine and arginine. But there's also a methyl donor that's needed to synthesize creatine. So there's a lot of limiting factors. And they're finding now that creatine is an essential nutrient. It actually is. They've known this for a long time because there's certain genetic disorders where people don't produce creatine and they're mentally disabled as a result. So now they're not that extreme, obviously, but their performance is lower as a result. So when they do studies and they give vegans or omnivores creatine, the vegans get a huge cognitive boost. So they're suspecting that vegans who don't supplement with creatine are probably always at a lower performance level than they could be had they, you know, either been eating meat.
Acclimated to it.
Right. Yeah. And so for me personally, this is the way I look at it. If you're eating a diet and you're planning it out and you're eating everything healthy, but you're at a deficiency of something and there's nothing you can fucking do about it, then that tells me that your diet is not ideal and that is not the way that humans should eat, is all I'm saying. Now, if that's your choice, then go for it. But all I'm saying is if you're a vegan, it's going to be very hard to maximize all your health performance in terms of cognitive performance, athletic performance, all those things, without supplementing. Whereas an omnivore wouldn't need to supplement. They would be they their cognitive function wouldn't be lower than it normally would.
So there's something that I feel the need to discuss because this reminds me of when I did the post about
he's doing a finger baton right there.
Yeah. That was like I don't want Metronome. Sal to keep going and forget about what I want to say right now.
He just forgot.
I did. No, I didn't.
Okay, got it.
So, we'll save you, dude.
Remember I did the post on the super antioxidants and super juices and everything like that. And shit and everything. So I had a couple people that tried to debate me, and then eventually when they lost the debate, the thing that everybody reverts to is, well, you know, we can agree to disagree. I know how I felt when I went vegan, or I know how I felt when I started drinking these juices. And so this is the same point I made with them.
Very anecdotal stuff.
Those that are listening right now, and if you're a vegan and that's exactly how you feel, because I know Sal's rattling off all this great science and information, and it's probably going in a lot of people's ear and out the other, and you're going, hey, I know how I felt when I started to become a vegan, and I feel much better than what I did before. Well, let's get a couple things clear. It's very important for you to compare what you were doing before to what you are doing now. And if that's the real difference, it's not that you're a vegan why you feel probably so much better. It's probably because you were eating a lot
disciplined.
You're more disciplined. You're probably eating a bunch of processed meat, bad shit, saturated this, all kinds of sugars, all kinds of whatever. And then you switch to this super strict vegan diet. Well, yeah, no wonder. You're probably in a caloric deficit. You're probably freaking eating a more balance.
Have lowered your internal inflammation.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line of that.
So do not be fooled because you did make a huge effort to make a better choices in your diet. It's not the religion that did it for you though. You know, it's not the religion that did it for you. It wasn't switching from somebody who ate anything what they wanted to switching to veganism that saved your life. It's the fact that you were somebody who was eating.
You
like
weren't planning shit before. Yeah, you and weren't now you're planning everything.
Exactly. And you were eating shit. And now you're starting to eat things that are very beneficial to you. But don't think that it's the best. And don't think that you're not probably lacking somewhere else. And it can get better. So that's your attitude right now. If you're listening to me right now and you're a veganism because you've been changed that way because someone showed you and you felt better, it can get even more better if you start to
eat it. And if you don't want to eat meat, I would supplement. Take some supplements, supplement with creatine. It'll blow your mind at the difference that you'll feel just by taking creatine. But there are some, to be clear, there are definitely some specific health benefits to being vegan or to eating vegan or even throwing it into your diet. Because you guys know, and not a whole lot of people know, I've made maybe one or two posts about this, but a lot of people don't know that I eat vegan. I try to eat completely vegan 4 to 6 times a month. So it averages out to about once a week, where I'll have a day where I eat no animal product whatsoever. Why? Because vegan diets do reduce or change gut flora in a less inflammatory in ways that are less inflammatory to the body. So there is an anti-inflammatory effect eating vegan, and you do eat less protein, which I think is important every once in a while. I think it's important to reduce protein intake for a day or two to get your body to adjust to something different, and then you throw the protein back in and you get a little bit of a
boost. Talked about this before, our whole theory, and I love that we talk about this because I feel like this is something that I hope we are the trendsetters here, and this continues on, is that learning how to underrate your food the same way that we do with our
training,
workouts.
Right.
Yeah, and I 100% see eye to eye with you, and I feel like we all do our best to kind of do this already and can continue to get better. And I think that's the important note to what you just say about that. It's not that it's a better way of eating. It's that there's benefits to it, and then there's just like there's benefits to training a certain way. It doesn't mean that we would suggest to you that that's the only way you should do things all the time. No, it has its plus and minuses. It has a great place. You can incorporate it, and it can have some great benefits. But don't get caught up drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, doing one thing has its plateaus.
Yeah,
and we've found that for most things in the world. And the way that, you know, things operate. And we need that relationship from something else to promote change. And so that's why we do something a little inflammatory that sparks, you know, a new adaptation to
it does.
Be promoted.
And a little inflammation is good.
Yeah.
That'll stimulate athletic performance benefits, training, with your training, with your strength, with your endurance. But, you know, one of the other points he made I wanted to go over, because I know there's vegans listening right now and I can hear them. Is that they're saying stuff like...
They're speaking to me like...
No, they'll say something like, the meat industry, it's so industrialized. It's so processed. It's so It's not, you know, like natural, you know, meat. Well, look, I can say the same thing about vegetables, you know, vegan.
Yeah, we go actually, we go GMO away.
Actually, I'll tell you something right now. Yeah. There's more processing and more chemicals and shit that goes into growing plants than there does into raising animals. And they have bigger lobbies because a lot of them will say, oh, well, the meat industry funded that study. Sorry, the GMO industry's got way more fucking money. You got companies like, you know, Monsanto, who they're powerhouses in politics.
Well, turn your little box around and read the label. It's probably got some sort of a derivative from corn.
Right.
And over 85% of the corn that is found is modified.
And let's be honest, man. Some plants have spoke to me, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's not you know, discount that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we got to point out that there's going to be good ways to eat meat and bad ways to eat meat, just like there's good ways to eat vegetables and bad ways to eat. Look, fucking potato chips are vegan. You know, that doesn't make it healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we could throw that kind of thing back and forth. Will some people get more benefit from going vegan than eating an omnivore diet? I think so. I think that there's individual variances too. We should talk about that. Some people are going to feel better eating a certain way. Some people lack the protease enzyme that breaks down proteins.
Well, that's,
so they'll do better with a vegan diet.
That's why I also mentioned that too, because I think it's important that people don't also freak, because you're going to feel better too, though. Be careful. You say that, now everybody's like, now you just solidified again when I came back and reminded people not to get caught up in, is that because they feel better all of a sudden. Well, yeah, you probably feel better.
Well, I'm talking about people who've done their homework and ate, you know, properly. Yeah. And some people just plain and simple don't feel good after eating meat. I've had clients like that. Like, it bothers my stomach. I don't feel good. I can't digest it. I feel better. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong. But on a whole.
What would you say? I mean, I know mine because I've had definitely people say that too. What percentage of those people are diagnosing themselves false, and which one of those actually
have
some sort of intolerance to
meat? Let's be honest. Like, how many times have you taken something out of your diet and then you reintroduced it and you felt like shit?
Yeah.
Didn't matter what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
I had pizza.
Exactly. And then you eat it more often, and guess what? You know, you digest it again.
Well, I mean, we were just talking about how I go vegan, you know, every once in a while. I recommend everybody do that. I think if you're not a vegan, but you eat, you know, you eat meat on a regular basis, throw in a purely vegan day here and there, and you'll get some benefit from it. You'll be changing your food up, which is always a good thing, especially people in our industry who eat the same shit, you know, every day, all day long. You'll change your gut flora. You'll notice maybe changes inflammation, and then go back to your regular diet afterwards. I love doing that, but there's no way I could stay that way because I do notice I get a little flatter. I do notice some of the stuff that I lose from eating meat, you know, when I eat that way. But it's something I think people should throw in. I would like to write kind of a guide and talk about how people can kind of change their diet and mix it up in those different ways.
Take
advantage of the benefits of each way of eating.
Yeah, no, I think I think that would be a great.
Yeah, they all have their benefits for sure, you know.
No, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, to Mind Pump on iTunes.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.